We're at the KCIW radio station here in Curry County. I'm Amanda Whittemore, the voice of the Quality Living Show. Thank you, listeners, for your loyalty and for all those who are just tuning in. Quality Living is a show just about exactly that. We talk about what is quality living, where does it come from, how do we get more of it, and ways of doing this with peaceful support. This comes from a long line of activities that happened in my own personal life and learning how some things that we thought were peaceful really weren't. And honestly, it's mindset and just being honest with ourselves and getting to where we truly aim to be. And the best way is with support. And we bring in guests here on the Quality Living Show. Encourage listeners to call or email to contact@kciw.org. And we're very grateful for this station because it lets us do fun stuff like this and bring in guests like today we have Mr. Christopher from the Crystal Cove Rock Shop here in Brookings, Oregon.
Hello.
Hi, Chris. Christopher, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Fantastic. And just here in Brookings, enjoying another perfect day.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We sure are lucky with the weather that we have here.
Truly blessed. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, tell the listeners how we had you on the show before, and remind them of how you found Brookings.
It's hard to believe it's been 6 months, I think, okay, since we sat down last time.
Whoa!
Yeah, right?
That's quick. That's super quick.
Yeah. So a little kind of a brief recap. Yeah, I am born and raised in Livingston, Montana. Another very beautiful place on the earth, right on the Yellowstone River, north of Yellowstone Park. And through my travels and my journey, I became interested in crystals, rocks, and have been doing crystal grids with my travels, and came out here, came to Brookings randomly, which is, I've found, is a fairly common story for people. I just showed up here somehow and really loved it and decided to come back. But I was going to Mount Shasta to do a crystal grid there. And thought, you know, hey, I might as well go to the coast, and flew into Medford, and here's Brookings, and made a big loop, and really fell in love with the coast here. I love the ocean. I am a Pisces, so water is always very familiar and comforting to me. So I came back about 6 months later to see if I still really loved it. I saw there was no rock shop here. I still really loved it, and made it my intent that I was going to come out here and open a rock shop. And 2.5 years ago, I guess it is now, I made it happen. So
okay,
here I am. Yeah, living the dream.
Perfect. Good. Good. To our listeners, we talked about crystal grids. Can you tell them the benefits or the ideology of a crystal grid and how... I'm sure I could just hear them listening right now. Those who do have an idea of them, how do they get one?
A crystal grid is a way to focus your intention and your energy along with the energy of the earth and the crystals themselves to carry out a specific purpose and to... infuse energy and thoughts and, like I said, intention to, you know, you want to create an effect with the grid. And the ones that I do have the most experience with and that I've done in my travels are sacred geometry.
Okay.
And like I mentioned on the last show, it's a circle covered by a square and a triangle overlaid on top of that. And that's aligned to the directions, you know, north, south, east, and west. And my intention with those is to connect to the crystal grid of the earth. And that's something that has changed. We were really solely in a magnetic grid. And that's something else that I believe and that I've, you know, come to understand through my own searching, is that the earth, the grid of the earth, it holds the consciousness of humanity. It supports us. We're partners with the earth. We're connected. And that we have shifted from a purely magnetic grid into crystalline grid. So we got an upgrade, right? We made it past 2012, right? There was no Armageddon. There was
Y2K.
We made it past all of that. And that's what the Maya calendar was really about, was as they have a 5,000 year cycles of creation. And that ended in 2012. It wasn't the end of the world, but it was the end of that cycle of creation. And we are in a new one now.
That element.
Right. Uh-huh. So there was a closure in 2012 and a beginning. 2012. So we've been upgraded to a crystalline grid from the magnetic. So that is the shift that happened and is happening, which is allowing our human consciousness to move forward. So that is supporting us moving forward into higher levels, new levels. And so that's what my intent was with the grids that I place. I bury them in the ground. Okay. And I mentioned this before, but I got started in Arkansas, where I was learning from a teacher, and continued that into Lake Titicaca in Peru, Sedona, Mount Shasta. There's also another one in Montana. And just after we had done our interview 6 months ago, I had placed one out at Whale's Head, which is a wonderfully healing beach. And I was told that before I moved out here, that the beaches here are really healing.
Oh, totally.
And that is so very true. And if you go to the very south end of Whale's Head Beach, there are giant boulders of jasper. Great big green one and a big gold and red one and all kinds. So that is a spot that I frequently go to and do a little meditation and work on some healing. Especially love sitting on the big green jasper boulder, because green is the heart chakra. And I've been focusing a lot on my heart and, you know, developing love for myself mostly, because that's something else we talked about a little bit last time of the internal is reflected in the external. And the external is showing me my internal. And the more I go inward and the more I create peace and love within myself, the more I see that around me, the more I'm able to give that to the earth, to the people around me. And that's part of the title of the show, right? Peaceful support.
Exactly.
And you can't give peaceful support if you don't have peace within yourself, right?
Entirely.
So that is really what this, especially this last 6 months since we've sat down together, has been for me. Continuing my inward focus, recognizing the things that the external world is showing me about what I need to do for me. And that is, that's the work, right?
It is. It's easier said than done. People are probably listening, thinking, oh, okay, yeah, we do that every day. No.
Yeah.
No, this is not that.
It is challenging. Very challenging. It is soul-searching. It is rigorous honesty, to borrow a phrase from another program that I've had experience in. And it takes discipline, real self-discipline, and courage to turn your gaze upon yourself and to practice what I preach and to walk the talk and apply the lessons that I've been shown, which is a wonderful experience, because when you apply the knowledge and the lessons that are shown, you don't have to repeat that lesson again.
Exactly. Become complete.
Right? It's magic. It's magical how that happens.
Once you learn 2 + 2 = 4, it's just there.
Exactly.
It's eternal. You just get it.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of this, especially recently, you gave me a nice little check last week of ego deflation.
Hmm.
Really?
Did I?
You probably don't remember. Yeah.
But my ego's in the way.
Yeah, right. But ego is, it's, I have a hard time sometimes letting myself just speak freely, speak mm-hmm. truthfully and honestly mm-hmm. of, which is some fear of judgment mm-hmm. in that. And that's another huge part of what I've really been going through with myself is letting go of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And practicing acceptance. And that's a part of my teachings is I was a drug and alcohol counselor for 10 years. And so I spent many an hour talking with people about life. And one of the things that I would often point out when we're talking about emotions, the opposite of anger is actually acceptance. And so if I'm angry about something, then that is showing me something I need to accept. Right. So back to that, what is this taking? Being able to stop and say and slow down, because ego is always in a hurry. Mm-hmm. It always wants to be in yesterday and be in tomorrow. It
all
never
at the
wants
same time.
Yeah. Never wants to be here now. So to stop, to be present and to say, okay, what is this situation showing me about me rather than just reacting to whatever this external thing is? And being unconscious and staying in unconscious patterns mm-hmm. because of that. Mm-hmm. So, and then that is what the definition of enlightenment is. It's bringing the unconscious into the conscious. So then I have a chance to actually make a choice about what I want my energy to be, what I want my path to be,
mm-hmm.
how I, again, interact with others. Am I going to allow external things to control me? And am I going to seek fulfillment and meaning in external things, because nothing makes me anything. I choose mm-hmm. and I create mm-hmm. what my life is and how I feel about it. So there's this reframing of being able to reframe something into a positive light. And that's a huge step in people understanding what their power is.
Entirely.
And so if this situation is I'm getting angry about it, then okay, let's stop, see what I need to accept. Once I accept whatever that is, then I'm in a position to move forward. And if it's with a person, maybe an emotional pattern or a relationship, then the next step after acceptance is forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Acceptance opens the door for forgiveness to walk in. And once forgiveness is there, then you have the opportunity for love.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a process involved in this. Mm-hmm. It's like you're saying, there's no magical wand and just all of a sudden everything's better, right?
Right.
It just doesn't quite work that way.
There are magical wands,
well, there are, but sure. The work gives it value. That's quality. Mm-hmm. Another part of the name of the show, right? That gives it quality.
That's where we're at right now, quality living.
Absolutely. Effort gives it value.
Mm-hmm.
And the struggle is that's where, kind of hard to explain this all of a sudden, but that's where the reward is, right? It's not an external reward. I don't get something. I don't get a prize for doing this work. I don't get a paycheck. But what I do get,
or a buzz or a high or anything that would normally come from the past experiences of how people self-soothe, reaching for that external, whether it's a human or an object or a...
Exactly, right. There's no external reward. I don't get a paycheck from it. That is how it manifests, though. And so I talk about a lot of spiritual things and esoteric, and got to talk about, you know, how crystals are healing and they're, you know, what I'm accomplishing with them and how they're working and things like that. And that turns some people off. They're just like, that's, I don't believe in any of that stuff. And that's fine. You know, I mean, is everybody, that's what's beautiful about this world that we're in, is everybody has freedom of choice. Mm-hmm. You can choose whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So, but I do have an Einstein quote. So I like to fall back on science.
Okay, yeah. Because it's something you can, tangible.
Because I'm not just going to, I don't believe things just because somebody tells me or I read it in a book or whatever. I need to understand it and make, it has to be plausible to me.
Right.
To believe it, to be true. Right? Truth is based on facts.
Yes.
Science and spirituality are really talking about the same thing in different lanes. So that's what I'm talking about here, of my own journey and where I'm at right now, is that I'm coming more and more to a place where I recognize that when I create peace, I create love, create harmony, and I'm gratitude for the abundance that I have in my life, then that is expressed through me, and that is what I attract. That's the law of attraction.
It opens the channels, right.
Yeah. It doesn't, the way I want it to work is these awesome things happen, and then I feel good because of these external things, and I feel worthy and I feel deserving because I got a paycheck or I got a whatever. But the reality is, it's not going to work. It won't last.
No, exactly.
Unless I am creating that within myself before I meet whatever it is on my path.
Exactly.
Right? So, again, a lot of the ego gets in the way. And the mind chatter we spoke a little bit about on the last program, too, of that there's always, what are my thoughts? So back to consciousness and being aware.
And I remember that talk we had. I think it was something about being conscious. If we're conscious about the consequence, but we don't have consciousness about the cause, then we are not in reality at all. And that's our ego in the way of saying, oh, I'll have these consequences if I do these things. But it's not really looking at what is really making those things happen, or what, where is the energy flowing to or from?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, for sure. So back to what the power that we all have is to choose what we believe. And oftentimes we believe what we were raised to believe. What we're told we're supposed to believe, right? So getting to a place where you're making a conscious choice about what you choose to believe is an amazing tool of being able to control my own energy. And so instead of reacting to things, then I am choosing how I want to react to it. So there's a problem. Something comes up and it's a problem. And I can either focus on that problem and feel sorry for myself and complain about it to everybody who's going to listen and build it up into this giant, you know, monstrous thing that I can't tackle. And then I'm going to take all the other problems that I've got in my past and I'm thinking about in my future and maybe pile them onto that too. So I end up being overwhelmed by this giant mountain of problems.
A meteor.
That's crushing me, and I get into a state of inaction because it's just hopeless, right? And I feel hopeless. Or I can see this problem and reframe it, like I was just talking about, into what is this showing me? How can this help me? So by reframing that into an opportunity for growth, it's no longer a problem.
No, it's the answer.
Right. Exactly. It's an opportunity for growth. And that shifts, that it changes the energy entirely. I'm no longer in self-pity and hopeless and fear. Instead, I am empowered. I'm focusing on solutions. I'm taking actions that create the solution that I've identified I need to take that gives me that creates a positive feedback loop that keeps me moving forward and feeling grateful and looking for the good in things. And back to acceptance as well. That's acceptance. All right. I'm going to accept whatever this situation is mm-hmm. for what it is, mm-hmm. not what I want it to be.
Some would say acknowledge. We like to say we would acknowledge it because we don't accept it into our world. We're not allowing that to be part of our world, but we're acknowledging it. We're not accepting it, but we're not denying it.
Sure.
We're just acknowledging it. Some people have have a hard time with acceptance because that we're not allowing that in our world.
Sure.
But what we're doing is we're saying, okay, we see it for where it is, what it is, and we see there are solutions, and we see this is a great thing that can grow into something exponential.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I agree with that. Yeah. My way I use acceptance is not that I'm approving of it or wanting to manifest more of it or allowing it, you know, but that it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know, it's boy, when you're in the middle of something and that phrase comes up, it can really annoy you. But it is what it is, right?
Right?
It isn't something else. It is what it is.
That's like with the energies of the rocks. You know, some people, like we had this conversation recently, some people feel the energy of the rocks. Some people don't, you know, but they don't, maybe they're not trained or conditioned to the sensitivity of, it's kind of like a dog. Like some people are sit in front of a kitten and some people sit in front of a pit bull. They have different sensations. So do these minerals in this earth. And if we relate them to that, if we put like a big obsidian and a little, you know, heart rose quartz, like they have different energies, like a pit bull and a kitten.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure. So everything is vibrating. It's matter in molecules, electrons, in different states of density and different vibrations. And so that is back to why I believe in crystals and working and what you just described. It's like, hey, this has a different feel than this one. Mm-hmm. And so people over the centuries and the millennia have been figuring that out, tuning into that.
And as they get demagnetized, they come into this crystallization state of being, and they have more sensation. And especially with the electronics, the amount of cyberspace and technology that's floating through all these speakers, like you have your speaker in your vehicle, that speaker's not on. Some of us are receivers, and we can hear everything that's being transmitted. I can hear Bob Seger playing as loud as could be, and there's no radio on for 100 miles around me. But there are speakers, there are antennas, there are receivers, and some of us are just highly sensitive to where we can hear the transmissions that are happening even though we don't press the power button.
Sure. Yeah,
and same with rocks and minerals and crystals. We can feel the energy even though we're not physically holding it in our hand if we walk past it or we're standing in it or it's in a grid around us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Agree with that 100%. And so back to beliefs a little bit here. Another interesting scientific thing I wanted to bring up is that in clinical trials and in studies, but especially clinical trials like with medication, the placebo, which is a sugar pill. There's no medication in it whatsoever.
The best working.
Often works better than the medication that they're trying to test. Placebos have a 30 to 60% effective rate. And it's nothing. It's simply the thought that this is going to help my condition.
The power of thought.
Right.
Yes.
This is going to help heal me. This is going to alleviate my symptoms. This is going to cure whatever I'm doing, and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no explanation for that, right? You can't measure that.
The mind is powerful, the
right.
most powerful tool we have.
We are a lot more powerful than we give ourselves credit mm-hmm. for, and a lot more capable of creating miracles mm-hmm. in our lives if mm-hmm. we just believe it. So it's directly related to the power of the crystals. And I think really having some hope too. I mentioned feeling hopeless before, and that other, this negative cycle that right. happens. It ends up feeling hopeless. But you're filled with hope when it becomes apparent that what you believe is actually true. And that is manifested by results, right? Cause and effect. There's a result here. And even if it is only, you know, imaginary, if you want to call it imaginary, it still has power and it still works. So even if people don't believe in the power of crystals or they don't believe it, it works anyway.
It does. Whether or not we believe it doesn't mean it is or is not.
Right.
Has nothing to do with is or is not.
The truth doesn't need to be believed to be the truth.
Correct. However, our beliefs do alter our truth.
Yes, they do. Yes, for certain. Yes. And but that's the magic, you know, that's the magic of it. And that is what keeps me curious and keeps me engaged in learning more about myself and the world that we're in and how I can create peace and harmony and balance and love, compassion
mm-hmm.
in my life and share that with other people. So for me, it's really a lot of less judgment, like I said, more acceptance, it's fewer complaints, more gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
And
so here's a question I'm hearing from the listeners. Do you provide this? Like, say somebody comes into the Crystal Cove Rock Shop and they say, hey, I need a crystal grid at my property. Like, I feel the energy. I want to add quality and peace and support and all these lovely, awesome things that you're talking about. How do we make that?
I do crystal grids for properties. And you also mentioned something to me the other day, is a great thought of doing it with events.
Oh, and we forgot to talk about the crystal of the year, the month, or whatever.
Yeah,
we're going to do.
I don't know. I get carried away.
I know. Man.
Carried away and excited and forget the details.
Christopher is at the Crystal Cove Rock Shop, and he will answer all of your crystal grid questions and how-tos and things of that nature. Thank you, KCAW listeners. Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you. Namaste.